So you wanna know? Welcome to the Swana Know podcast. I'm your host, Annelisa Swana. But I'm not alone. Hello, Kelly Kells.
Hello, Annie. Happy to be sharing the mic with you.
Join us every week as we explore stories of triumph, resilience, and anything you wanna know. So today we're talking all things year end fatigue.
And Christmas.
I can't believe Christmas decorations are up.
I know.
What date is it?
It is the 15th.
It's the 15th.
Of November. And we already have Christmas decorations up.
But this is the thing. Christmas decorations have been up not only just for this month. I've seen them up since October.
They're making me more tired.
But I also like to see them, hey.
They are very nice to see. They are very nice to see. But they're making me more tired. It's like, Christmas, just come.
Yeah.
Please just come so that I can relax. It's been a long year.
It's been a long year.
And the thing is, we are in the thick of year-end fatigue already.
We are.
And the year's not over yet.
It's not.
We've actually still got quite a distance to go, hey?
I actually want to see how many days we have left. How many days until the end of
Are you actually Googling year? This?
Yes. I want to see how long we have to fight. 47.
47 days.
47, a month and 17 days. 6 weeks, 5 days. 1,128 hours.
I think you are getting a little technical now.
Days left in 2024. 1,128 hours. Why would they count the hours?
I mean, that's not a lot though, hey?
Yay, but 1,000 hours. Kelly, we still have 1,000 hours to do. I can feel
all
it.
All of those hours are not working hours, thankfully.
But the funny thing is this, we're tired now, but the minute we hit December, we have events left, right, and center.
Yeah.
We are preparing for Christmas, and all of a sudden we have energy. Are we really tired?
We're tired of the same routine, probably.
Because we've been doing it for a while.
Yes. I think it's more like we get excited and the excitedness gives us energy because it's something to look forward to.
Yes.
Whereas now, we don't look forward to, you know,
it's like I'm going to wake up at 6.
Every single day, I must come to work, I must drop the kids off, I must do my responsibilities, you know?
I get you.
Responsibilities are out the window in December.
We are looking at outfits. What am I wearing at the beach today? Where are we going today? What mgidis out there that we have to honor?
But what we must be checking is, do I have budget for today?
No, Jan's coming.
January will sort itself out.
Every month must sort itself out. Every single month must do what? Sort itself out. All the money we have in December is for December. January will sort itself out with its troubles. Kels, I just want to know, what do you think about the early advertising of Christmas at shops?
You know, it's for years we've been saying this, that Christmas has kind of lost its meaning because it's become a bit of a social holiday to a lot of people. So I think that it's a little bit like a wedding, if you think about it. You know how people just charge extra because it's a wedding?
True.
I think Christmas has kind of become a little bit like that. So the earlier that people can advertise, look, this is our Christmas collection, spend more money on it. Or for people to say, this is what we have available for Christmas. When your bonus comes, it's already available for you. So you already know what you're going to spend your bonus on before your bonus is there. And I mean, it's a good marketing strategy.
It is a good marketing strategy. I was looking at Choice Assorted, our Christmas biscuits, and the price.
Listen.
The price has gone up. And what is Christmas without Choice Assorted?
But you know what? At this point, instead of buying the box where you get less.
Oh, Kelly.
Just go buy all the biscuits, then you get more and it's for cheaper.
It's not Christmassy.
Why though? You're getting the same stuff.
It's not Christmassy. You know when you open Choice Assorted?
Yeah.
It's like you're opening this gift. It's like, what? What did I get? And you open it. It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah. They have the toppers. They have the lemon creams.
The pink wafers.
Pink wafers are my favorite.
I love the pink wafers.
But do you know that I've never bought pink wafers? Like, just go and buy.
I've never either.
Yeah. So we can't buy them separately. We have to buy the box.
Okay, I understand.
It's a Christmas thing.
I understand.
Okay. It's a Christmas thing. Okay. And I want us to speak about traditions, Christmas traditions.
Okay.
Do you still do the same stuff that you did as kids, as a family, to celebrate Christmas?
I think to a certain extent, yes.
Mm.
I think one big tradition in our family is that we always, as a family, go to midnight mass.
Okay.
So we don't go to church on the day of Christmas.
Oh,
we always go to midnight mass. Yes, so we go. Our church usually starts at 10 o'clock or 10:30. And then when we come out of church, it's already past midnight.
Oh.
So our church kind of goes into Christmas.
Oh.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you know, we did a thing as kids. My mom and my aunts,
yeah,
they all loved it. So we would have to wake up very early on Christmas Day,
mm-hmm,
because apparently the sun dances.
Okay.
On Christmas Day. And I promise you, Kelly, those years the sun did dance. I don't know now, but those years the sun danced on Christmas morning.
Okay.
We would be sitting there. It was like, oh yes, my gosh, it's dancing. And look at the sun.
So what time of the morning were you up?
You have to be up before sunrise. Yes. So that you can see it come, yeah, up. And then when it's up there, it's going to dance.
Okay.
And it was a thing.
What time was that?
This was like 6 in the morning.
No, the sun's up already at 6 in the morning.
You have to wake up
early. It must have been earlier than that.
You have to wake up early to see the sun dance. That's, I don't know,
insane.
Because we were very young.
And everyone, like as a child, you're always excited for Christmas, so you don't really mind waking up early.
You don't, and you look forward to seeing the sun,
yes,
dance. But now, like, I tried it last year, and I'm like, I'm going to see the sun. Unfortunately,
is it something that you're doing with your children now?
Unfortunately, it rained Christmas last year where we were.
Yes, it did. Okay.
So we didn't see, but I don't. Do you think those kids would believe me?
I don't know. Maybe you believed it.
We lived by it.
Yeah.
We lived by it. And one of the other traditions that we did as a family on Christmas Day was church day.
Okay.
Before the Christmas lunch, before everything, it was church day. You wear your new Christmas clothes.
Yes.
So
the outfit top to bottom.
Top to bottom, we would get two outfits.
Okay.
We would get the church dress.
Yes.
Because you're going to church. And then after church, you have the hipster.
Yes.
And the knickerbocker. Do you know knickerbocker?
Oh, girl.
And you,
please,
get the knickerbocker. And yeah. But with my kids, it's so different. It's so different.
I think things are very different now to what they were when, yeah, we were kids.
Yeah. I don't know. I try to keep some of the traditions.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, that these Christmas decorations are making me, they're making me feel some type of way.
Let me ask you, what then, since things have changed so much, what are traditions that you are looking forward to creating for your children?
So it's putting up the Christmas tree.
Okay.
But last year was an epic fail. It was an epic fail. We put it up. Everyone was excited. My son, my daughter, everyone was here.
Yeah.
And then I went to the room to go take my phone to take a picture of the tree. When I came back, the tree was lying down and they were standing there all amused. And I'm like, what happened? And the boy is like, she bumped it. And I'm like, you know what? Let's pack this thing up. So we didn't have a Christmas tree last year.
So you didn't like fix it or anything? You just said, nope, it's
I
over.
Was like, this is going to happen every day. This, yeah, tree is going to get bumped every day. So It's fine.
So I'm actually worried about this happening in my house this year, because now I have a busy little 1.5 year old. And I actually saw a post the other day that says, if you were the mom last year who could sit with your child in your arms, yep, laying or just laying next to the Christmas, yep, tree for the photos, this year you are worried about your child pulling down that same Christmas tree.
You're going
Christmas
to be
tree.
Running after a, yeah, toddler this year. That Christmas picture is not going to come easy.
Yeah.
It's not going to come easy.
But I will get it. I will make sure I get it.
That's something that we've, that's a tradition that we've adopted as well, like
taking
the Christmas picture by the tree. It's really different. I'm growing up, we didn't have a Christmas tree at home.
Okay.
We didn't. What a childhood, but it was fun.
But you watched the Sundance. That was your tradition.
Look at us. But I enjoyed putting up the tree with them. Yes, they messed it up. It's fine. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that this year. When am I doing it?
I don't know.
We don't know. It can be the 24th of December. As long as it's not Christmas Day. I'm so tired, Kelly.
You know what? I think for me also, we've got a lot going on this year. And usually I'm the type of person that's like very excited to put the Christmas tree up. Like, I was always that person that when I see the decorations going up in the malls, then I'm like, oh, we need to also get in the spirit of Christmas. When are we putting our tree up? And my mother would be like, girl, calm down. We're not there yet. It's not even December yet. We can put it up later, a little bit later in December. Just relax. And then me, I will go get the tree out and start putting it up. Because then they can't stop me. The tree's here already. The decorations are out. Mm-hmm. But this year, I'm so busy. I'm so tired.
Now
now I'm like, okay, this is what my mother was feeling the whole time.
You're like, girl, you are onto something. You are on to something.
Do you know what I am excited to do, yes, with my child though? Elf on the Shelf. It's like so much work.
It is.
Because I've seen the moms do it every year, but and then you kind of like look forward to, okay, what is Alfie doing today when you see
socials, yes.
Yes. So that's why I feel like I'm excited to also get creative with Alfie. And I think that my husband is also quite creative. So I feel like have so much fun. It's a little bit early. I don't think that he will fully understand it yet. But next year, I'm going full force, Alfie.
Please do it for us. And so, like, I'd see the social media posts and I'm like, ooh, this is so cool. But yes. To do it, to think, okay, what is Alfie going to do? Yeah. Are they going to leave flour all over the place?
No, but Pinterest has a lot of ideas for you, eh? Make things easier for you.
Kelly?
Just go to Pinterest.
Did you hear me say I'm tired?
You can just lay there in your bed and scroll Pinterest.
The only energy I have now is to put up the Christmas tree.
Okay.
Attend every single event in December. Wedding.
Yes.
Mgidi. Opening church of the season. Church. Cross night. What? Whoa.
Sleeping Beauty.
There's that. There's December. That. There's that. You see?
Yeah.
So that's what we will be busy with. We can't be doing Alfie on a Shelf. We'll watch it online.
Okay, so are you also going to do Alfie on the Shelf next year with me? No promises.
That's all we have for you today. Just want to know more? Tune in again next week. But until then, stay inspired.
Stay motivated.
Bye, Kelly Kells.
Goodbye, Annie.